It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've been covering news about the underground online market Silk Road since federal agents arrested the site's alleged founder in San Francisco last week. Today, there's a bail hearing for Ross Ulbricht. Authorities say he masterminded the so-called eBay of drugs. Just using Silk Road, though, was a tricky process. Buyers and sellers had to deal in digital currency and use a kind of identity protection software called Tor. Kate Davidson takes a look for us.
Silk Road was all about anonymity. It relied on the virtual currency Bitcoin, which can be exchanged but isn't regulated. It also relied on the software of Tor, which bounces internet traffic through a worldwide network of volunteers. Security researcher Cameron Camp says that makes it appear
that you may come from one part of the globe 1 minute, and then 2 minutes later, you might come from another part of the globe, making it very difficult to track who you really are.
And easier to commit crimes. But the technology itself is neutral, says Karen Riley with the Tor Project. That's the nonprofit that oversees Tor's technology and volunteer network. She says online anonymity helps journalists protect sources and can help you protect your medical privacy.
If you're in law enforcement, you probably don't want to be tracked by the criminals you're going after, because that could be a threat to you or people that you're affiliated with.
Riley says if Tor disappeared tomorrow, those criminals would still have plenty of online tools that law-abiding citizens don't. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
Depending on how you feel about the National Security Agency's surveillance, this is either great or terrible news. The huge data storage center that the NSA is building in Utah has been having some computer problems, and not like the spinning pinwheel, like fiery explosions that are melting metal parts and destroying circuits. Siobhan Gorman is an intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. She says the problems stem from something called arc flashes.
It was described to me as a bolt of lightning in a 2-foot box.
This sounds problematic for a massive computer system.
It is. If you have an electric system running some really fancy high-powered computers, what you don't want are fiery explosions in the electrical system.
And what do we think is maybe the root cause of this?
Well, from a technical standpoint, they're still investigating the root cause. But one thing that they found was that the management of the project essentially cut corners and didn't do all the quality assurance that it needed to do along the way.
Do we have a sense of why they might cut corners?
Well, the National Security Agency sees this particular project, which is a giant data storage facility, as being absolutely critical to their mission, as they describe it, which essentially it means it needs more and more capacity to keep the surveillance data that it collects in giant amounts on a daily basis. So you could imagine how that would certainly accumulate over time.
Siobhan Gorman is an intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Siobhan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And before we go, the Center for Disease Control is back at work today, despite the government shutdown. Why? Because a massive salmonella outbreak has made over 300 people sick. Maybe the technology and bureaucracy of testing our food is kind of important after all. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.